Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. President Obama, on a visit to Vietnam, has lifted a ban on selling weapons to the Vietnamese government. Mr. Obama said the end of the long-standing ban removes a lingering vestige of the Cold War. The president's visit comes as China asserts its territorial claims in the South China Sea, moves that are unnerving its neighbours and the United States. Jonathan Head reports from Hanoi.
With the lifting of all remaining arms sales restrictions, President Obama has brought to an end the diplomatic legacy of the Vietnam War and completed the normalization of relations with its former enemy. Mr. Obama said military exports were still subject to provisos on human rights, and this is an area where he said the two countries still disagreed. He also announced some big commercial deals, which he said would secure thousands of American jobs.
The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says a big military operation is underway to wrest control of the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters who seized it more than 2 years ago. Thousands of troops have massed around the city, 50 kilometres west of Baghdad, in recent days. Jim Muir has more on the operation.
The build-up's been going on for quite a while, but as far as we know, not much has actually happened in terms of offensive. Presumably they'll do some kind of softening up bombardments. It's been a toss-up, really, between going for Fallujah or Mosul, the big prize up in the north, the second city. But certainly the Iraqis seem to have decided that Fallujah had to be dealt with first. It's right on the doorsteps to Baghdad, over to the west. So that's what they're doing. Whether the Americans are wholeheartedly behind it, they've said nothing yet. They don't tend to believe in announcing offensives until they're actually underway, because the element of surprise, of course, is totally gone.
The German pharmaceutical giant Bayer has offered to buy the US agricultural and biotechnology firm Monsanto in a deal worth $62 billion. Bayer said the move would create the world's biggest supplier of seeds, pesticides and fertilizer. Hundreds of thousands of postal votes will determine today who's won the neck-and-neck race to become Austria's next president. Results from Sunday's voting at polling stations left the outcome too close to call. Norbert Hofer, the candidate of the far-right anti-migrant and Eurosceptic Freedom Party, is pitted against the former Green Party leader Alexander van der Bellen. Bethany Bell is following developments in Vienna.
Projected results say that the result will be very, very close still. Even when those postal votes are taken into consideration, it could still be almost 50-50 for both of them, possibly with a slight advantage to Alexander van der Bellen, but as I say, so close that it's really impossible to tell at the moment. We also saw, which was quite interesting, in the breakdown of the vote, lots of support for Alexander van der Bellen of the Greens in the big cities, but lots of support for Norbert Hofer in the countryside.
World News from the BBC. A suicide attack in the southern Yemeni city of Aden has left at least 20 people dead. Reports say an attacker detonated explosives belt after joining the queue at an army recruitment centre. Aden is currently serving as the temporary base for the Yemeni government. There are reports of a series of explosions in two cities on Syria's Mediterranean coast, a stronghold of the government of President Assad. The monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says a number of people have been killed in four blasts in the city of Jable in Latakia province. A further three explosions are reported to have taken place in the port of Tartus. The first World Humanitarian Summit, organised by the United Nations, begins today in Istanbul. President Erdogan of Turkey, who's hosting the summit, has described the international aid system as broken. Mark Lowen is in Istanbul.
There are almost 6,000 attendees at this conference, from governments, from NGOs, from aid agencies, from donor organisations, from other businesses as well, to try to work out how better to respond to humanitarian crises. At the moment, there is an annual gap of about $15 billion in terms of humanitarian funding. They're going to try to plug that gap to some extent, but also they're going to try to respond to the needs of the 60 million people who are now displaced by conflict.
An advisor to the Turkish president has suggested that the country could suspend all its agreements with the European Union if it's not satisfied with a deal on migration. Yigit Bulut said the EU was using what he alleged were double standards. Brussels wants Ankara to reform its anti-terror legislation before it'll allow Turkish citizens visa-free travel into Europe. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his country's scientists on the launch of their first unmanned model space shuttle. The winged craft, which is scaled down to about one-sixth of the size, is the first in a series of prototypes. BBC News.